Do you understand the opportunity that's being presented? It's not a small thing for Allah to swear that He forgives every single person in the gathering because they came only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is no small thing. That's actually the whole ordeal. If Allah is ready to forgive everything, then we're done. It's over. We'll make it into Jannah. That's the whole ordeal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting it because we came together. So that deserves some thankfulness. Now look, we're in this masjid. It's a clean place. If it was dirty, no one would want to sit here. You know, if this place was dirty, no one would come. Don't you think there's somebody that cleans this place? When was the last time we thanked those people? I mean, really, just sit down and consider. I mean, this isn't just somebody just creates this and all of a sudden it's just here. People make effort to build this masjid, to establish this masjid, to lay down the carpet in this masjid, to keep the place clean, to have a microphone that works, to have the temperature working, to have the light bulbs above us. All of these things did not just show up. That's the problem. We start thinking we deserve. Nobody deserves except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He deserves all praise. No one else deserves anything. Everything else is a gift. We don't deserve to be sitting in this masjid on this clean carpet with these light bulbs above us. Allah granted it to us as a gift. And He created a means for it to occur. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that we thank those people. Now when was the last time we thanked those people? Right? I mean, there's a clean washroom, there's a place to make wudu, there's a clean masjid, the parking lot's running properly. We just take it for granted. That's heedlessness. It's called being ghafil. And being ghafil is just the next one step away from kufr. And so it's very important that we be thankful. One, that Allah created the masjid for us to be able to worship here. Two, that Allah created a group of people. We should make dua for them. We should thank them. We should even give them gifts. Because it's really what allows us to benefit from such opportunities. So it's essential that we make thankfulness a part of our daily routine. So much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the man lam yashkur an-nas, the person who does not thank the people, lam yashkur Allah. He didn't thank Allah. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established such a simple equation. If you don't thank people, you're not thanking Allah. He who has not thanked people has not thanked Allah. Now think about the people in your life and how often we thank them. Right? Our wives, our spouses, our friends, our brothers, our teachers, the people who organize the masjid, the people who around us we benefit from. It deserves thankfulness. Because if you didn't thank people, you didn't thank Allah. So when you read that hadith, you need to think, who are the people that I can thank? And go around and thank as many of them as you can. And in the end, all that's going to do is, one, it's going to show Allah that you didn't think you deserved it, but you're grateful for it being given to you. That you recognize that there was a scenario that was created, and that scenario was created by Allah. And number two, it's going to increase you. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And if you're thankful, Allah will increase you. So He'll increase you in your company of people. He'll increase you in your nearness to Him. He'll increase you in the blessings of this masjid. He'll increase you in every way. That's His treasure. It's so vast that He can increase you in every single way. Some people can say, well, I can only increase you in money. I can only increase you if you need a car. I can only increase you if you need houses. Allah increases in every single way. His treasure is so vast that it applies to every single thing around you. Your relationship with people, your relationship with your parents, our relationships with our spouses, our relationships with one another, etc. So it's very, very important. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ used to say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. The Prophet ﷺ used to stand and he used to pray all night. And the Sahaba used to say, why? Why are you doing this? You don't even need to do this. Allah is saying to you that He's forgiven your past sins and any your past mistakes and any mistakes you might make in the future. And so the Prophet ﷺ used to say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. And he used to pray all night. That was his means of being thankful to Allah. And then he used to spend the day thanking the people around him in whatever way was appropriate. Whether it meant visiting them when they were sick to show his appreciation towards them, or whether it meant spending time with his family to show his appreciation towards them, etc. In every way, he was thankful in his action and in his tongue. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among those who are thankful to Him, to be among those who are thankful to the Prophet ﷺ, and to be among those who are thankful to an-nas.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.